Not, no Luke, no Kevin, no Wheezy.
Okay.
And then will you start for Kevin?
No Robert. I don't know who we're going to start for. Kev, it'll either be Wheezy or Damien. Excuse me, it'll either be Wally or Damien. W, such a W. Wally or Damien, depending on who they play. Is Green playing?
Yeah.
Then it'll be Wally.
Wally.
Be Wally and JG and Nick instead of Wheezy. Okay.
Nick instead of Wheezy?
Yeah.
What's the reason with that, with Wally?
Just match up, and I just think if it was Green and Iguodala, a little smaller, tiny bit quicker. Not that Carney's not athletic and he's not a handful, but I mean, Green's more a guard, and it would be. I just think if we had Wally and Jeff, we'd have two kind of bigger forward type guys trying to guard smaller, quick guys. So. I would have liked the matchup a little bit better that way, but you know, either Damien or Wally's comfortable starting, so it's, you know, I think it's fine that way, and I think Carney, at least we can, you know, slightly better matchup.
You're probably not surprised these guys aren't going from today. You didn't.
This morning I didn't. Yesterday I would have been. To be honest with you, the way we were talking yesterday, I was kind of hopeful one or both of them would be able to go, but looking at them this morning, it didn't look very encouraging. So,
what's the prognosis, coach?
I think they're both day to day. I just think it's pain. It's you know, like the good news is it's not structural. So, I mean, basically, Wheezy's MRI was negative for whatever the hell MRIs look for, big time damage. And same thing with Kevin's X-rays were negative. So, you know, it's not broken bones, it's not tears and things like that. But I'm not. It's a lot of pain, and they're not able to. You know, one guy maybe can't run or jump, and the other guy can't catch the ball, which is kind of a problem for playing basketball. So
he injured worse than he said. This happens all the time, but this game in particular was a little more jarring.
Yeah, I to be honest with you, I didn't even ask him about it. So I don't know. He looked to me to be in a lot more pain than he'd been in at any other time, you know, because it happened, and it took us a little while to get him out. And he was, you know, holding, and again, it wasn't like he was holding one finger. It looked like he was holding the hand. I think it's a little bigger than, you know, like a finger or a joint. I think there's a couple of them involved. So, but, you know, it's the good news is, you know, that it's not a, I mean, it may, I don't know how long it's going to take, and it's definitely painful, but the good news is it's not, you know, not going to be casted. It's not a break. And the same thing with Wheezy. It's not. It's the MCL, but it's not. It's not torn, or it's not whatever the hell happens to MCLs.
Do you think any of this will affect whether you have to bring Sene back since you only have 9 active?
Right? I hadn't even thought about it, Jada, to be honest with you. It could. Yeah, it could. If Wheezy were going to be long term, it might. Kevin, no. But if Wheezy were going to be long term, yeah, it's something we would need to look at. But if Wheezy's going to be back in a game or two, no, I don't think so.